Hello.
Good morning, Adam.
Yeah, so I literally spent like the biggest part of the morning in the bank, and we've got the cards fixed, and now we try to add money to it in the ATM, and it blocked again. So he's back. We're back at the bank again.
Okay. It sounds like
refusing to let us add money.
Yeah, sounds like that's a nightmare. Jeez.
It's Citizens Bank. It's just they're a decent bank. They're very, very helpful if somebody's going to try and fraud you. But now this morning, we just noticed another one from a dermatology clinic in California, which took $300.
A dermatology clinic that took $300? What?
In Slater Avenue, California.
Okay, no, that's not a dermatology office. That's Local Splash. That's us. And
we've just reported it.
Yeah, your payment was yesterday for $299.
We just reported that, so we disputed it because it wasn't Local Splash.
It should have said Local Splash or relevant ads?
No, it said nothing about ads because I checked it. I got the number. I Googled the number. I called the number. There was no answer. So then I Googled it again. I came up with a dermatology clinic. I went onto the website. It was all about skin care and acne and all that stuff.
Yeah, the dermatology clinic is on the bottom stair. It's like on the bottom floor of our office.
Well, now I can't go back in now and undispute it because now we've just disputed it. So you got to just leave it for a day or two and take the payment again.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll follow up with you on Monday.
No, I can give you the payment for the Google guarantee now.
You can? Okay.
Yeah, once my son comes from the bank, we can, yeah. But the Local Splash, you need to put something on that I recognize it, because if I don't recognize it, I'm going to report it.
I'm gonna go ahead and let them know that now. I don't know why it's doing that, but...
I can send you a screenshot of what came up.
Please do. That way they have it for the record. Please do that for me.
Yeah, because when I went down, I clicked on it, went straight to like a skincare clinic. So obviously, we weren't in California to have skincare. So, you know, so
if you come to California, it's definitely not going to be for the skincare, right?
No, definitely not.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and put that in here. Okay.
So we got a new card for your file.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for it. Go ahead.
5150.
Mm-hmm.
6113.
Mm-hmm. 2989. Mm-hmm.
7053.
Expiration month and year?
0129.
3-digit code on the back?
331.
Okay.
It's going to block. It's not going to give you the payment. I guarantee you we're going to have to go back into the bank again. So I'm just going to park outside the bank until...
Okay. Hold on a second. Payment method. Okay. Let me
just
try
this. Just think carefully.
I understand. Give me
just... Listen. We didn't... He couldn't dispute the skincare... Because it's only pending. So once the money's came out, that's okay. We won't report it then.
And I'm still send that screenshot for me, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to repeat the card back to you. 5150.
Yeah.
6111.
No, 6113.
6113. I got too many ones in there. Got it. Okay, I bet you that was it because it kept showing me. Okay, 5150-6113.
Yep.
2989.
Yep.
7053.
Yes.
January of 2029.
Yep.
331 is the security code on the back.
Got it.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and process for the $250 application fee. And then please send that screenshot in so our tech team can take a look at what's going on with billing. That's obviously of supreme importance. We don't want any issues for anybody, especially not somebody in New York who's not getting skincare in California.
Yeah, exactly.
skincare. I'm definitely not going to be able to afford you for skincare.
And then I'm going to send out the Google Guarantee application to you. And then what I can schedule your onboarding. The onboarding team, you have to fill the application out. The application takes about 10, 15 minutes to fill out. Remember what I said, if you don't have a license for the company and there's no license required, you on the licensing question for the business, you can just put in a, okay?
So you're gonna email it to me. I'm gonna print it out, right, and then send it back to you.
No, you're gonna do it all electronically.
Okay.
I'm sending it text and email. Now I can give you the weekend with it, and then I can call you on Monday for onboarding if you want, or I can schedule onboarding for while I'm gone.
I'm gonna do this today because I haven't worked in like 2 months, so I need this done today.
You got it. Okay. So this is what I'm going to do. My husband also works for this organization. I'm going to have them tag him for warm handoff. His name is Daniel Nelson. I'm going to also send you his extension. If you have any questions, Daniel will help you. You just ask for Daniel, and he will help you with any questions, anything, because I'm leaving literally in 10 minutes. I'm leaving to San Diego for the weekend. Okay?
Nice.
So he's going to be, he'll help you. If you have any questions at all, I'm going to send you a clickable link with his phone number. Application has been sent now. If you fill the application out now, I can actually do your client onboarding later on this afternoon. We can get it squared away today.
Okay, that's perfect. I'm going to go, when I go home, I'm going to have a cup of coffee and then I'm going to do it straight away.
Okay, what time do you want your onboarding appointment? Do you want it at 5:30, 6, 6:30? You want it at 4? When do you want it?
Can you call it, say, 4? 4 give me a lot of time to do it.
Okay, so I'm going to...
If you could do it earlier, if you could give me a call around even 2.
2, you got it. We'll do 2, and then I'm going to have... Daniel's going to call you from the 877 number, okay? And what he's going to do is he's going to call and introduce you to the onboarding agent, okay?
Okay.
And your application has to be completed. If for any reason it's not completed, they'll help you complete it on the call, okay?
Okay.
All right, Adam. It was a pleasure taking care of you, and I hope that you have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, if I want to get leads not just for New York, say for New Jersey and New York, can I get that for a Google Guarantee also?
You can put that in your service radius, yes.
I don't know how to do that. I've got an app.
We're going to take care of it. We're going to ask you what all service radius is. Once your Google Guarantee approved, we're going to call you. We're going to say, Adam, we're ready to charge the minimum monthly budget, and you're completely Google Guarantee approved. And then what's going to happen is we're going to verify your service radius, and you're going to give us all the areas that you want to service.
Don't tell me I got to pay for this in advance, do I?
No. The leads, yeah, you have to pay the lead budget, yes, to begin the leads.
How much is that?
Your leads are $70, and your minimum monthly budget is $922. So that gives you 13 leads for activation.
And I can't like pay as you go. I get a lead, pay for another.
Just at the first payment is the only one that you have to pay up front. The rest you pay as you go.
Thing is, I'm not going to be able to afford that because I'm scraping by. As I say, I haven't worked in like 3 months, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do now with that. So.
Okay. Well,
I'm just being honest with you. I'm telling you.
Right. I definitely appreciate. I appreciate that. Yeah. In order to turn the leads on, they do have to charge the activation budget. So, once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, but they only turn it on once you're ready. It's not like they're just going to automatically charge it.
Okay. We'll do the process and then we'll figure it out. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll speak with you shortly, and Daniel will call you at 2 to get onboarding going, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay.